Matthew chapter 7. Don't judge so that you won't be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you measure out, it shall be measured back to you again. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't consider the plank that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the speck out of your eye, and see, a plank is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First cast out the plank out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to cast out the speck from your brother's eye. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs, and don't throw your pearls before pigs, so that they don't trample them under their feet, and turn again, and tear you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter in at the restricted gate, because wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are that go in there. Because the gate is restricted, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are greedy wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorns, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but a corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, nor can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, haven't we prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then I will tell them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you sinners. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it didn't fall, because it was founded on a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell. And it was a big disaster. And it occurred that when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were amazed at his doctrine, because he taught them like one who had authority, and not like the scribes.